Jack Murphy.
RadioSafety.com.
Plenty of sunshine and near record high temperatures for today, Saturday, November the 7th. That's our forecast for St. Pete and the Beaches from RadioSaintPete.com. Only a 20% chance of rain today and a high of 85 degrees this afternoon. Partly cloudy skies. Overnight, 73 for tomorrow, Sunday. A 50% chance of rain with a high of 83 degrees. Great conditions for the boaters today. Winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And good afternoon, everybody, from Joe's Crab Shack in Clearwater on Gulf to Bay. This is Joe Bordeaux. Welcome to our third annual broadcast of the 10th Tampa Bay Radio Reunion. Joining me again this year is John Sipes. John?
And this is, of course, the 10th anniversary, and I'm John. Well, he just told you who I am. I don't have to repeat that. Redundancy. Well, actually, in the business, redundancy does help, because otherwise you wouldn't know what you were listening to. I'm going to talk to these people over here in the next few seconds. However, we're going to start. We arrive at these events, a little bit before they actually happen. And you get into conversations that are pretty interesting with people who are around us. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to start out this conversation by coming over here. How are you?
Good.
You are? You just bumped your head, didn't you? What's your name?
Grayson.
Yeah. What is it again?
Grayson.
And this is your very pretty mom, right? Hi, Mom.
Hi.
I guess you were studying to be a broadcaster once upon a time, not that long ago?
Not necessarily not that long ago, but yes.
And what is your name?
Catherine.
From?
From outside of Memphis.
Okay. And you were in the broadcasting business, though, for a time, weren't you?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, you quit.
Just in college, I read. I volunteered to read for the visually impaired.
Oh, that's a wonderful thing to do. Well, anyway, you do love the people who are in the broadcasting business. You're very disappointed, to be honest about it, with what's going on in the industry right now. You can't turn the radio on and be certain that your kids aren't going to hear something they should not be hearing.
Very true. Yes.
So we need to have some place on the dial that is friendly to the family and to little ears.
That would be amazing, yes.
The whole industry has been going down, looking for the lowest possible common denominator in the sewer, and we need to drag it back out of there, throw it in the shower, clean it up, give it some soap, and move on from there. Anyway, you live in the Tampa area now and are in love with the people who are in the business, and I wanted to acknowledge you before I moved on to other people.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, I think radio is so important, and I think there is a lot to be learned from it, and it has such an amazing history, but the fact that it is difficult to turn it on now and not subject my 4-year-old to the vile language that seems to be very common at all hours of the day is very disappointing.
Obviously, most of that is on the FM dial, some of it on the AM dial, but I'm addicted to the AM dial, and by all means, you can find really, really cool stuff over there to listen to. So come on over to my side of the dial, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
Nice talking to you, and you're not nearly as good-looking as you. Husband on the other side of the table, we will acknowledge him as well.
Thank you.
And yeah, you have a great day. Anyway, it is good to have you there. It is the 10th anniversary of the Tampa Bay Radio Reunion. It started a long time ago, and I'm going to start with him. No, I'm going to start over here with Dr. Chuck Stevens. How are you, Chuck?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, John?
Yes. We need to get you back into the business. You miss the business.
I totally need to get back in the business. Otherwise, the house and the car will be belonging back to the bank.
Oh, no. They don't want the bank. I don't want the car. They don't want the house.
No. But yes.
I understand that completely.
Oh, we got to do a shout out. We have, I know, at least one person listening, and that would be Howard
Hughes. Your one friend.
My one friend in the world, Howard Hughes.
I know he's in the Atlanta area.
Yeah, but you just never know. He could just end up
hopping in the door one of these days?
You just never know.
Hey, that would be really cool. It was rumored that he was, oh, look, we're going to have our picture taken. We can show this on the radio and also on the Internet. It's we just had a picture taken. Hey, more people are finally arriving.
That's Brandy.
Yeah, Brandy Winans.
She's a fine girl.
Yes.
What a good wife she would be.
Amen.
Are you talking about me? Yes, we are.
We're singing the praises.
Yes. Now, if you're really, 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 really rich, he's looking for a wife who can take care of him.
Oh.
I think we went through that a couple of weeks ago in downtown St. Pete.
Yeah. You did?
Yeah. You know, he had all these expectations that I had all this money.
Oh, shucks. Well, I was thinking about myself, to be honest with you.
There you go.
We will talk about your life here in the next few seconds, but I'm going to stay with Chuck here for the next little bit. Breakfast with the Beatles, you were the initiator of that.
I was. I was the one that initiated that here in Tampa Bay and everywhere else in the world. And I still hear it on it. People have taped it so many times that it actually shows up on the Internet.
Are you able to find yourself a good agent who can get out there and market this thing and make some money off of it?
I could, but the thing about it is that's an oxymoron, a good agent.
Oh.
It's like Jumbo Shrimp, you know.
Yes, and Jumbo Peanuts at Publix.
That's right.
They're getting smaller. They're getting smaller and smaller every day.
We need boiled peanuts. We need boiled peanuts.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
But anyway, what can you do? Maybe somebody will pick up on this.
Hopefully, if somebody's listening, they could realize the fact that I had a 60 share.
60.
In our
You're a 60?
I aired a 60.
And you didn't have to fib and you didn't have to cheat to get that.
No, I didn't.
It was an honest 60.
It was an honest 60. I didn't have to pay people for that.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
I understand. I know exactly what you're talking about.
But, yeah, I did not have to do that. It came as a surprise to everybody, including the late, great Scotty Robbins. And we went from 1 hour to 2 hours so fast that it was crazy. But here's a little piece of trivia.
I'm listening.
Did you know Breakfast with the Beatles never went outside of the studio?
I didn't
ever.
Know that.
Ever. I never did a remote. Nobody wanted to get up that early, apparently. But I never did a remote, never once, as Breakfast with the Beatles. I did millions of them, the car shows and bike shows and all that. But I never did Breakfast with the Beatles live in a remote setting.
And that would be a good gig to do.
Mm-hmm. You could get a lot of places.
I've got a really... Get a major company to sponsor it. You could do it every week from another McDonald's in America.
That's right. We could give freeway egg McMuffins away.
Yes, we could.
24 hours. See, it's now 24-hour breakfast, so they could do it anytime.
Anytime.
That's for sure. You and I have another date coming up soon, too.
Yeah. This doesn't sound the way it sounds.
No.
January
29th.
And it is.
The anniversary of the Coast Guard Cutter Blackthorn in the waters of Tampa Bay.
Right. You were the radio operator in the Coast Guard. What year was that?
That was 1978.
1978, the worst peacetime disaster in Coast Guard history. The Blackthorn was in collision with the Capricorn.
Correct.
And it was an ore carrier. Mm-hmm. It was just past the span of the Sunshine Skyway, and they collided, and within a matter of minutes,
32 Coast Guard members were killed. I was one of the original people that got the Mayday call. Thanks to you and a few other people, I was able to obtain that when we did. John and I did a short film. You can catch it on YouTube still, I believe, right?
Yes, you can. Oh, I forgot you were talking about what I did, yes.
Yeah, I still thank you to this day. I mean, that has played. I've gotten so much feedback from that. It's incredible. I found a couple of members that I didn't know that were in the service with me that they found that. I mean, it's been great. My whole career has been great. If it wasn't for Howard, if it wasn't for people like you and Scotty Robbins, who took it upon himself to give me the shot with Breakfast with the Beatles, I could still be walking.
Matter of fact, that is true.
Yeah. And also, well, tomorrow is another thing that my friend Austin Jay, myself, Howard, I think, came to a few of them. We were the initiators of the Florida Bug Jam, which is the international VW convention. I mean, we started that too. But tomorrow I'll probably be at the mall, walking up and down the hall, and it's one of those kind of things.
Need to get you back in the business. His name is Dr. Chuck Stevens with WLCY Q105, Mix 96, U92,
and too many,
more to count out across the years as I read your name tag, and it has it all on there, all of that stuff. And
there isn't a name tag long enough for this.
That is funny.
There's a lot of us here today with that. I mean, Ron Parker, I think he's been on every station in the world but the one they're starting tomorrow.
Well, that's it's sort of a badge of honor to walk around asking people, who fired you?
Exactly. I've seen a few people already.
Yeah. Hey, Dr. Chuck Stevens, good to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
Whatever we can do to help out.
I'll catch up
We need to do it.
We will. Yes. You need to talk to that gentleman there. Oh, yeah. He's a legend.
Okay. How you doing?
Boy, that's my agent talking. Thank you. Nice job, Chuck. How are you, John? You're looking fine, by the way.
Well, thank you very much. Well, very deliberately, you made him. They can see on the radio that I've lost a lot of weight. I needed to lose a lot of weight, and I still have more weight that I need to get rid of. And I'm going to sit down here on the edge of the table, make myself more comfortable. Introduce yourself.
JR from WQYK.
Still on the radio.
Still on the radio. I started there in 1993. And I have to tell you that Randy Price has come back to work with us.
That's wonderful.
And it's kind of funny because in 93, when I started part-time, I sat in with him because the first show I ever did there was filling in for him on the afternoon show.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are 23 years later, and they gave him to me to train him when he came back.
Wow.
So, you know, he trains me, I train him, it all works out.
Everything's a circle.
I know, the irony is amazing. And he has had some health issues, but doing well. And still has that great, I can't even begin to do it, Randy Price voice, you know.
We have a guy in our newsroom, we jokingly say that Mike Stevens has a voice to kill for.
Yes.
And we go around the newsroom trying to figure out who's going to kill him.
Well, what can I say? You know, you do the best with what you got, that's all I can tell you.
That is true.
Yeah.
So you got into the business at a very young age.
It's probably a pretty typical story. I got actually started between my sophomore and junior year in high school, coming from a small town, from a fairly small top 40 station. And, of course, you know, once you get in the door, you know, you never let go of that position.
Exactly.
And went through high school, the last 2 years of high school working there, and it's been a part of my life all since 19, I'll be honest with you, since 1962. Mm-hmm. So. You know, it's a familiar story. A lot of us tell that story, but it's like sand in your shoes. Radio is like sand in your shoes. Would you agree?
That is true. If you've just joined us here online, on the Internet, this is Radio St. Pete in Clearwater, Florida this day, and it is the 10th anniversary of the Tampa Bay Radio Reunion, something that got started by myself, also Bill Burnett, 10 years ago this year. Bill will be around here sometime sooner or later. And we'll get to share some time with him as well. And it is great how this has grown each and every year.
Well, it's great to see people. You know, I never seem to really get around to talk to everybody because it's also so informal that if you don't know somebody or you think you might know them or don't know them, you can always just go up, put your hand out and say, I'm JR.
So-and-so. Yep.
Yeah, and I think I know who you are. And you can talk for two minutes, and you're all connected up with names,
exactly,
stations, etc. Yeah. So,
and it's a I just had a conversation online with a friend I have never met up in Tennessee, and just through the process of elimination, we found out even though we've never met, I don't have a clue who that person is. She doesn't know who I am, and yet we have two common friends immediately. And I'm sure that if you were to look at the web of interconnections, we're no more than one or two people removed from each other through other people that we know. That's one of the penalties of living long enough.
Is that a penalty? You think that's a penalty?
No.
Well, it's kind of like Facebook. You might get a friend request or a name shows up and you don't know who it is. But then you'll see, you know, friend of John Sipes, a friend of such and such and so on. And, that's good housekeeping seal of approval. We'll go with that. But I'm telling you, John, and you know it, that you could walk up to anybody here and start a conversation, and somehow you're going to be connected.
That is true. Absolutely. For sure. Hey, it is good to see you. Honestly, and hopefully nobody at our radio station will hear this, but I miss being able to walk up and down the hall and throw bricks at you from time to time.
Well, we used to see you, I think, on Saturday nights.
Saturday night.
You bring tapes in for Sunday.
Tapes, then mini discs, and then the data tapes, and then CDs.
The data tapes, yes.
And then finally, for the last two or three years, maybe even longer, I didn't show up at all. All I'd do is take an index finger and transmit it electronically.
And it would be dubbed into the voice, into the computer.
And I didn't even have to go.
Yeah, the only thing you really missed there was reel-to-reel. I guess that means we're not quite...
No, actually, we won't go too far down that road.
Okay.
But yes, it's a wonder that I don't have scars all over my fingers, because I started in reel-to-reel just as all of us did.
Yeah, you're bringing out some sources there, like DAT tape. I forgot about the... Mini discs were very nice, but you know, just the engineering and the technology just kept moving forward. So be it. So,
unintroduce yourself. You are
IRJR WQYK,
and it is good to see you.
Wonderful to see you too.
We'll see you on the 11th anniversary next year.
Guaranteed. This is my friend Angela.
Hi, Angela. Angela,
hi. How are you, John?
I am fine. Thank you very much.
We know each other from another TV station.
From who?
Another TV station.
Oh, yes, yes.
That no longer exists.
Which station?
WXPX. It's another programming network. Doesn't exist.
Oh, I see. Okay. That's good. So what are you doing now?
Still station operations manager for a local TV station. What are you doing?
Doing news for 970 WFLA on weekends.
Okay, all right, cool.
Anchor the news in the afternoon. So if you ever want to find out what's going on right here, right now, this very instant, Saturdays and Sundays afternoons, you need to tune in and listen at the bottom of the top of the hour.
Okay, cool. I'll do that.
Which station are you the operations manager of?
WXPX.
Which one is that?
You know it.
What's the channel?
66 and 17.
Oh, yes, yes.
I know, that's what I'm saying, yeah. John.
I never knew the call letters. I just knew it as Channel 66. I knew it as PAX TV. I knew it as ION. I knew it as all that stuff. But I never memorized the call letters.
Public Affairs back in the day.
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
I miss that.
I do, too. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Take care. Give me your card.
I will.
Okay. Get over here.
Yes, hi.
To reintroduce, if you've just joined us here online, when we say tune in, the word tune in really doesn't work anymore because it's digital and you're logging on from someplace anywhere around Tampa Bay, anywhere around the face of the planet, and you have joined us for the 10th annual Tampa Bay Radio Reunion in Clearwater, Florida this day at Joe's Crab Shack. I'm going to talk for a little bit of time, and then I'm going to hand this microphone to someone else sooner or later so that I can go get something to eat and also shoot some video, too. Meanwhile, how are you?
I am wonderful, John. I just want to thank you for helping us relive these memories as we take a little trip down memory lane and get to meet some of the folks that we worked with many, many, many years ago. And nice to know that radio is still alive in Tampa Bay.
It is still here, and you are?
I am, I have a variety of different names, but I guess today I'm going by Trey Connor, but my radio name most recently was Peter Lloyd. I am out of the radio market, live in South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina, considered the upstate, and came back because of a friend that we stay in touch. You just interviewed him, Jack Evans, JR. He basically told me about the radio reunion. I've known of this for many years, and this is my very first one.
It is really great to have you here. You're going to have a lot of fun. More people will sort of like, you know, drift on in, drift on out, and just make sure you get around the room, because as we all know, once you've been around the business for any length of time, we're all connected, either directly or no more than two or three places removed. And we all have stories that we're able to swap, lies to tell, you name it, it is here, and it's a lot of fun. So what are you doing now?
I am I lost my job in radio at a Christian radio station up in Greenville, South Carolina, recently, a couple of years ago, actually. Downsizing. That's typically what the what
replaced by a computer,
exactly, or another live person at half the salary. So what I did is I went ahead and focused my talents on voice tracking. I have my own voiceover business. I DJ, so I'm pretty much diversified and enjoying that. I voice track for a radio station up north at the present time, and that seems to be the wave of the future right now. It's not the same as being live, but. In fact, in order for me to come here today, I had to voice track at least 2 weeks' worth of shows so that I could be here. So.
Well, that means it was a high priority for you to get down here to visit with us all.
Definitely, but I'm glad to be here, and I'm looking forward to meeting some of these people, many I haven't seen for over 35 years. And, of course, I had hair at the time and was much younger.
You shaved it off.
I wish I could say that. I tried Miracle-Gro, but it grew grass on my head instead of.
That's funny.
Hair.
Okay, you were with Y95.
That was my very first job at Y95. I was in junior college at the time and landed a job there. I did the midnight to 9 o'clock in morning shift. Actually, I had a couple of weekend shifts there, and my very first name in radio was Pete Jackson. So. They gave me an air shift. They turned me loose and put me on the air midnight to 1 o'clock in the morning.
That's a Q105,
yeah,
WDAE.
While I just kind of made my rounds and went to high school here, Dixie Hollins High School in Kenneth City, Florida. And then I went to college at USF in Tampa, graduated in 81. And my first radio station that I programmed was WPAS in Zephyr Hills. And tomorrow, I'm taking a trip to Zephyr Hills. I haven't been there in over 30 years. I'm going to go back to the town, and you can imagine the growth that's happened over the years.
Absolutely, and not just that, but also you need to visit the Publix Market where that woman won that $300-some million.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's a resident of Zephyr Hills?
Yes, she lived in a very modest, little tiny modest house. And
Is she single?
This is terrible to say. Not only single, but she's also senior.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the joke's about very old. Never mind. We're not going to go there. Yes. But anyway, and the miracle of that also is that some guy who was there also, and he was the one who was slated to buy that ticket, and he let her go first. And she won it. I hope she was able to catch up to him and give him at least, you know, $1.50, so he could afford to buy half a cup of coffee.
Oh, exactly. Give him something for that. But that's a true story.
True story.
He could have been the winner.
Yeah, but that's one of those weird, weird, super weird things.
He was a gentleman.
Not just that, but also it was one of those random picks. In a fraction of a second, either way, it probably would have been a different number anyway, so it wouldn't have won. So, okay, let's finish this list. We did 195, Q105, WDAE, Magic 96, Joy FM, WSUN, WPDS.
Yes, it was known as Paradise. It was on the air in the, I'm taking us back probably to the 80s, sometime in the mid-80s it was on the air, and they played soft, easy favorites. It's what WDA or WDUV is now. 105.5, and I did the nighttime shift there, and I changed my name. As you can see, I went to a Trey Connor and used that name on there. And I actually was on WAZE. This is a funny story. I was on WAZE AM 860 for a while, and I used the name Pete Moss. My dad gave me that.
I love it.
He gave me that name. He said, why don't you use the name Pete Moss? And I had so many different radio names. I mean, I can't even remember all the radio stations.
I've never changed my name. However, I have thought if I ever did, there's a woman who was a manager with the city of Tampa a few years ago, and her last name was Edge. And I always thought if I changed my name, it would be to Johnny Edge. And on the edge with Johnny Edge.
That's a great pseudonym.
It would have been, yes. What do you? Oh, and finally, WTIS, right?
JIS. I worked at WJIS. That's the Christian station that is down in Sarasota, Bradenton. I was there for a couple of years. That's where I used the name Peter Lloyd. And then that's when I got into Christian broadcasting, and then I wound up going out to K-Love, which is a Christian network based out in California. I was there for 2 years. From there, I came back to South Carolina and worked at His Radio, which is a Christian network that's based there. And I was there almost 20 years. That's the longest I've ever been at any radio station, is just about 20 years. So I ended my career at His Radio.
So sad, the things that are happening. By all means, you can't stop computerization. However, it still takes brains, it still takes talent, still takes creativity to get those computers working in such a way that people are actually going to want to listen to the darn signal.
I believe, John, that eventually we're going to go back to what old-time radio was all about. The key in the success to radio is personalization, connecting with the audience. That's really what it's all about. And these machines and these radio stations that are popping up in the different markets, all they are just jukeboxes. And I think people do like talking to a live person, knowing there's somebody there that will speak with them and encourage them, especially in Christian radio.
That is true. Unintroduce yourself. You are, one more time.
Peter Lloyd, Trey Connor, Pete Moss, a host of names.
Do you have a real name?
Yes, I do. You want to know my...
Yeah.
Peter Renzavello.
I know why you changed it.
Now you know why I changed it. It's a good Italian name.
And if I had half a brain in my head, I would have changed it from Cypress to something else also, because it's impossible for people. Every day I am asked, is that Greek? No, it's Hungarian. And nobody can spell it. And, you know, so, but that's water under the bridge, not over the bridge, because if it was over the bridge, we'd be in real deep doo-doo.
And speaking of the bridge, I'm on the air. The station I'm voice tracking for is called The Bridge.
Oh,
Bridge FM. It's in New York City and New Jersey area. But thank you for taking the time to interview me. And I'm typically the person on the other end putting the microphone in somebody's face, but it's nice to be interviewed.
I understand. I enjoy it also. I like keeping other people talking. That's my specialty in life. And you'll be able to go to RadioSaintPete.com, and you'll be able to download this and lift out little tiny sound bits and use it for your next gig.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for taking time out to do this. And I know that all these other radio personalities here today appreciate this.
And the invoice is in the mail, and I'll be looking for your check in the mail, too.
Okay, sounds well. It might bounce, unfortunately. So,
what's that song about rubber trees?
What is what now?
What is that song about rubber?
7-0 Largo, the Reddingtons, 24/7. We are Radio St. Pete.
I don't remember. What
I don't remember.
Is that?
No, I don't know. It's too long ago.
Taking me back before my time?
No, I don't look a day over 19. If you tell me anything other than that, I'll need counseling for the next 6 months. Good to see you. There's someone behind you who's a heck of a lot better looking than you, so if you'll
really?
Move out of the way.
Well, then you need to talk.
Yes,
to her.
I need to do that.
Yeah, she's my ex-wife.
Oh, hi, ex. Yes. You just met. Come on over here. Come on in. No, we're live. You don't want to talk to me? You're going to break my heart. Get in here. You're not shy. By all means. Hi, Linda.
Hi, John.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
You were expecting to be live on the internet all over the world?
No, not at all.
You weren't?
No.
Oh, are you nervous?
I'm trying not to think about it.
Well, yeah, don't be nervous. Oh, look, they're taking our picture.
That's my friend Pam.
Hi, Pam. Pam is
over
here.
And this is John.
The retired president of Valpak.
Okay.
And is he here yet?
He's right down there at the table.
I need to go see him.
Dr. Chuck Stevens.
Yep. He's here. I already talked to him.
And so many. I mean, there's just so many. And then I asked where you were. So they said, he's over there doing interviews.
Yes, here I am.
So here I am.
And every year I end up taking most of the 3 hours and just working.
Yeah, I know you
do. And today I am going to take some time off from this,
right.
And I'm going to hand this microphone sooner or later to someone else so I can just go sit down and relax and drink something nice and eat something good.
Yes, something cool. You need to drink a cool beverage.
So what are you doing now, real quick?
I'm retired, and I'm filling up my hours and days with radio reunions and other wonderful things that
and
people
out with
invite
friends.
Me to. Yeah.
That's good. Get in here. Come say hello. This is your friend you came with?
This is my friend Pamela Wilson, dude.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
What do you do in real life?
Retired.
There's no such thing as retirement. You must be doing something busy with your life.
Yeah, I travel a lot.
What do you do traveling?
To Tennessee.
What's in Tennessee?
A girlfriend that I met in fifth grade in tap dancing class.
Oh, it's so important. I'm serious. I'm not playing with words here. Keeping track of friends from your childhood days. I have a couple of those also that I keep in touch with.
Yeah, we just went to Bogey, our high school reunion.
Wow. 10 years, your 10th anniversary.
Oh, yeah, that would be wonderful.
That's great. And what did you do before you decided you were going to not do it anymore?
I was in electronics before I got married, and then when I got married, I was in retail. Plus, we had a painting business and decorating.
Oh, good. And now you're hanging out with people like Linda.
Yes, I met Linda through a friend. And we went to the same high school, but we never knew each other.
That's neat. Linda, nice to see you. Unintroduce yourself. You are one more time.
Linda Kimura Dominic.
Nice to see you. And we'll see you here next year, too.
I'm going to see you next year. And
maybe
year
even
after.
Sooner.
And sooner, maybe.
We're not that far apart from each other. Yeah, we'll do that. Over at Panera's or nearby there.
Yeah.
Good deal.
For sure.
All right. Nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you, too.
Enjoy Tennessee. Where in Tennessee?
Oliver Springs near Pigeon Forge.
That's up near Knoxville, just outside. Good. I can't do that. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Anyway, huh? I'm doing good. Can I have a glass of water?
You want some water?
Yeah, very light on the ice, just a touch of ice. What's
light
your name?
Ashley.
Ashley what?
Braga.
And you're a server, and yes. I'm finally going to get some refreshment now, right?
I'm getting you a water right
this
now.
This is so exciting.
I'll be right
I
there.
Need to get rehydrated.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm going to be moving in that direction, so come find me.
I will.
Got it.
Don't worry.
Thanks. Okay. We are on the Internet. Radio St. Pete. My name is John Sipes, and I'm walking arm in arm with a beautiful woman. Look very closely at your speakers, folks.
Hey, baby. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. Wendy. I just took Randy. I took both of your names and ran them together into one. You introduce yourself. My voice is giving out.
Brandy Widens.
Yes.
I have to say, can you believe that this is our 10th anniversary?
It is. I do believe it.
10th radio reunion anniversary. And what another great turnout we have today.
Yeah.
And as the official photographer, it is always an honor to be able to kind of hang out and take photos and get updated on everybody's lives. You know, we always say every year we're going to get together in the middle of the year, part of the year, come call on people, go out to dinner. We never do. And another
I know.
One
and,
has passed
and you cry time. Yourself to sleep every single night thinking, when in the world am I going to get to have breakfast or lunch or supper with John again?
That's right. That's right.
I see
but,
those tears flowing
I'm still
flowing
waiting
down.
For that phone call. Brandy, you want to have breakfast? Of course, the village over on Sabie Beach is no longer there.
It is no longer there, no, yes. But this is the, we have all been, a boot guy's been liberated, which means that you need to call me instead.
Okay, I can do that.
Can you do that?
I'll do that.
Yeah. Hey, we need to get serious about business. All of this stuff having to do with concussions with the NFL, the players. The thorn in the NFL's side, we are talking to her. Where are you now on that?
Well, I tell you, I'm very excited right now for December 25th. My friend Bennett Amalu was able to have a movie made about him. He is the one who actually discovered CTE. I want to reiterate, CTE was actually has been a known disease in boxers, but Bennett was the first person that ever discovered it in football players. And so the movie is coming out December 25th called Concussion. I'm still very much involved in Sports Legacy Institute now, which has now become Concussion Legacy Foundation. I've actually started my own company this May called Pro Athletes Transition, kind of still doing what I've been doing pro bono for the last 8 years, to work with families and players, to because the one thing that happens when a player is transitioning is that the family unit is lacking in that transition with them. So, you know, the NFLPA, they've all been coming out with wonderful new programs to help the player transition career-wise, but the missing link has still been the family unit. And so starting Pro Athletes Transition, I've written a new curriculum, a three-part module to start with the player to understand where they're coming from, then go over to the family unit. The one thing I've learned about the family unit, there's when a player comes off of being a professional athlete, and that really has to take with baseball or any type of professional athlete, is that if they're coming off, they're being waived, usually it's from injuries. A lot of times then the financial difficulties hit. There's manic depression because of the transition is such a shock to their system. And the family unit is lost, so both sides become lost in transition. And by taking the family unit in the second module now and helping them to understand, first of all, the game of whatever they're coming from. Right now I'm concentrating on football, and I've been also working with a few NHL players. But to be able to understand the game, first of all, the discipline it took to become that 1.6% of the elite athletes of the world, and the difficulty that they're having right now coming back into the real world where they're not on a schedule, they're not living in seconds, they're not out there practicing every day. They need to be needed now more than ever. More than ever, they need to be needed. And in order to need them, you have to understand the mindset of where they're coming from. And then the third module is to, and that's to listen to the player, listen to the family unit, and that could include mom, dad, kids if they're of a certain age, the whole dang family, because there's a lot of family interference that goes on too. And the money drains really quickly. It doesn't matter how much money you've made. If you have had that lifestyle and you're still trying to maintain it, maintaining three or four different residences, not really realizing that that money and all that stuff is going to eventually go away. And then when it does, you're in more of a manic depression. So the third module is to then bring the player and the family all together and create a new family playbook. No, when a player leaves, now they're on computers, but back in Jeff's day, my husband's day when he played, you know, a book is 700-800 pages, playbook, and it's customized for them. And every team that they go to, their playbook will be a little bit different. So when the coach, you know, when they get the knock on the door and they say, coach wants to see you, bring your playbook, that's a devastating moment for these players. And when they have to go turn that playbook in, they're really walking away in what I would consider stolen identity now, because their identity has been taken away completely.
This, I would think that, if you've just joined us, Brandi Winans is her name, and she was married to a now late NFL player who suffered a concussion, and just a horrible, horrible story with a happy ending and then a sad ending. But nonetheless, you have dedicated your life to those who are in the game. And as you say, the transition is part of this. I would think that this is something that this is a problem that should really start back in high school and college days for those kids who are coming in to be able to manage what it is they're getting themselves into, for one thing. And then planning all during the career, what are you going to do after the fact?
You're absolutely right, and I'm taking it into now. I'm my plan for 2016 is to include high school and collegiate athletes, because this is vital. The education, Concussion Legacy Foundation has done a tremendous job in working with Boston University, not only to be a brain bank for future families and players, but they have been the brain bank for our current players, including my husband, is where we went to find out that he did have chronic traumatic encephalopathy. But Concussion Legacy Foundation is also a whole educational side, with Chris Nowinski heading it up and Dr. Robert Cantu. And what they are doing now is providing all these new heads-up programs, educating the coaches, educating the parents, and my part of that and my wish list, my bucket list, is to put that transitional segment together with them so that they are well-rounded and well-educated on the future. It doesn't mean that everything's going to go smoothly, because life never does.
Never does.
But, you know, it gives a foundation for them. So I'm very excited about that.
And it's wonderful what you have done with your life, with the tragedies that you've had to live through as well, and keeping your own head above water, too, not just your nose above water, but it's great. You have a son?
I have a son who just got married the end of May, so I have a beautiful, beautiful new daughter-in-law, Jessica, and I am the grandmother of two puppies and a grand piglet named Ursula, the sea pig. So I'm very blessed. You know, every day, if we are able to wake up and put a smile on somebody's face, or be able to sit down and talk to somebody who is going through transitional situations, whether it's professional sports, whether it's the family next door, there's nothing more rewarding to me than being able to help. And when you help those people, you always end up helping yourself. It's always a given that way. And you're always such a blessing to talk to.
Thank you. How sweet of you to say that.
Well, you're welcome.
One thing I do very much miss right at the moment is I love long form. It's not fair to say long form talk, because I love keeping other people talking, because I'll get bored listening to myself talk, but everyone you walk past has a story, and I love every single person's story.
You know, everybody does have a story, and it's one of the things that I always try to bring up in my workshops and seminars, because never be afraid to tell your story. I had a very troubled childhood, and I shoved that under the carpet for years of shame, of not, you know, amounting up to my mother. I lost my dad at 14, my grandfather at 12, my mother tried to commit suicide. Too much way to go into. But by the time I was 15, I was very, very lost young girl. And I had put that wall up. Nobody was going to get in. I was mad at God. I was mad at everything. And when I went to California, I found a mentor out there. And thank God for Brett Leisure, because if I had never found Brett, I don't know where I would be today or what other journey God would have taken me on. But the one thing that I've learned over the years is that through all the things that we all go through in life, we have a choice to be the victor or the victim, to be pitiful or to be powerful. And that's always our choice. God gave us all free will. And to be able to tell my story and not be ashamed of it, first time I did that was at Juvenile Detention Center one night when I had my perfect little wannabe seminars, you know, what do you want to be, how you plan to get there, and went into a lockdown and knew that it wasn't going to work. The Holy Spirit came all over me and said, why don't you tell them your story, daughter? No, I'm a pillar of the community now, you know. We have a foundation for kids, you know, I can't go there. And I tell you, I don't know what happened. I don't know everything I said that night. It poured out of my mouth. All I knew is as soon as it was over, I wanted to get the heck out of Dodge, go through security, and sit in my car and cry, because I had so much emotion. And this young man taps me on the shoulder, and he said, Miss Brandy, can I talk to you? And I said, sure. He goes, can you do me a favor? I said, sure, what is it? He said, can you call my mother and tell her I'm okay?
Okay.
And I went, I can do that. I get in the car. I call answer machine. I'm leaving a message. Hi, I'm Brandy Winans. I do these wannabe seminars out, and I met your son. Man, she picked up the phone. You saw my son tonight? Yes. She goes, what did he say? I said, he wanted me to let you know that he was okay. And she starts crying, and I said, are you okay? And she goes, you don't understand. I haven't seen my son for a year and a half. I told him when he was ready to make changes in his life to call me and tell me he was okay. And I knew that night that my story meant something. Even if it was just for that one kid. And all of a sudden, I was never ashamed to tell my story anymore because I saw the good that it did. I followed this family for 3 years. He was 15 years old. He got his high school diploma, went to junior college, and doing very, very well. So never think that you can make it, that you're too small to make a difference. There's a slogan I'm going to leave you with. If you think you're too small to make a difference, try getting in bed with a mosquito.
That is funny. By the name of, her name is Brandy Winans, and your foundation is?
My foundation is Pro Athletes Transition and Day for Our Children.
And the station, we never got there. The radio stations you were with?
I was with WPLP Talk Radio, and I had another radio show called Parents Talk Kids Rap on WTBN. And it's always a pleasure to talk to you, John.
It's my pleasure. And I'm waiting for my telephone to ring, and we're going to go to breakfast.
You're on.
You got it?
All right.
Okay.
Love you.
God bless you.
God bless.
All right. Let's see. Joe, are you listening? Yes, Joe is listening. This is Radio St. Pete, and we're hanging out here on here in Clearwater. Do you want me to continue a little bit longer, or do you want to do what?
Well, you're a very interesting interview with Brandy. Thank you for that. We can take a break now if you'd like to pause.
If you want to do that, what time is it? How long have we been doing?
It's about 10 to 3.
Okay.
So let's, pause for some messages, and we will return to Joe's Crab Shack in Clearwater with the 10th annual Tampa Bay Radio Reunion coming up.
And I'm John Sipes, and when we come back, I'm going to head on up here and talk to a couple more people. That's good. This is fun, isn't it?
This is great. This is the 10th annual, and it's turned out to be the biggest one so far. We've had people come from Houston, Texas. People come from Tennessee, Art Williams, Ron Parker. I mean, we've had Greg Jarrett come down from Chicago. I mean, it's awesome. I mean, people here that you haven't seen in a long, long time. And it's great. It's a brotherhood, man. It's fantastic.
And a sisterhood. And frankly, I prefer to hang out with a beautiful sisterhood than I do you ugly guyhoods.
Well, speak for yourself.
That's good. So, this started to pick up. You started at a very young age.
I started at 14 years of age. I was almost 15. I was about 2 months, 3 months away from turning 15. And been a long road. I mean, I'm 66 now, so I've been at it 52 years now. Almost 53.
I don't know if people will understand. The business of the business is not an easy business, but the work of the work. I myself, when I get up and get to go do stuff, it's as exciting each and every day as when I was a 16-year-old kid getting started.
It's different every day. It's not like you go in there and do the same thing over and over again. News stories change, everything changes, so your listenership changes, and it's fun to hear from new listeners all the time. And you know, I'd rather do this than work.
Yeah. Oh no. Yeah, I understand that. The future of this business. Where do you see it going?
I'm not very enthusiastic about the future of this business. We've killed our minor leagues. We don't have small stations anymore where young talent can go and hone their skills before they move on to the big stations. Everything is automated, syndication. It's not something, I mean, I have a son in the business. but I tried to discourage him from getting into it. It's not something I would recommend to any young kid to get into the business now. It's not the same business it was when we got into it so many years ago.
The you know the name Johnny Donovan. He's a sidekick, does the announcing and production work for Rush Limbaugh. He credits me with helping him get his first job in the business where we're both kids. And he observed, I guess maybe 7-8 years ago, he said, John, I can't retire from here because I can't find anybody to replace me. He's at WABC in New York City. Big, big, super big station. And after I hung up from that conversation, it suddenly dawned on me that whereas the local radio stations aren't there, there is a farm team with web radio. Young people are experimenting, and somewhere down the road, that is going to, those very few people who do have the passion for it, they will emerge from that environment, I suspect.
You know, it's a whole new medium, and when will it grow and become as big as this one? I imagine when they get internet radio stations on car radios. But until that day, it's not going to happen.
You're absolutely right. So anyway, you're in the middle of eating your food. It's going to get cold on you, so I'll be polite. Is Jack going to show up this afternoon?
Jack has got the Cigar Fest in Tampa, and he was going to try to make a pit stop over here after he got through with Cigar Fest. We're only going to be here till 5 o'clock, so I don't know if he's going to be able to make it in time, but he wants to come.
Yeah, it'll be sad if he doesn't make it over here. He's usually here. Jack Harris, of course. He was the first person I heard on the air when I myself I came to town. I arrived here in 1973 and was working for WSUN when it was 620 on the dial and still a major competitor along with WFLA in that time frame. And I miss Moose. I mean, I would drive down to the radio station in the morning and hear Moose giving me the time tone.
The time tone from the Temple Terrace Time Tone Technical Institute.
The Temple Terrace Time Tone Technical Training Institute. You forgot the training part of it. It's a school. And I understand that even Moose is retired these days. With that, let me get people and get out of your face. Ted Webb is his name. Henry Ruiz is his real name. And I hate words like legend. But you've been around the business for a little bit of time.
An old man. Just call me an old man. That's it. I feel comfortable with that.
Ted, good talking to you.
Ron Parker.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, how you doing? We talked last year. You were here.
We did.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Yourself?
I'm doing great.
You're with, or what?
With CBS FM in New York.
Still there?
No. And I was I still do work for Sirius XM Satellite. And when I was here in Tampa Bay, for years worked at WLCY AM and FM.
And you live in the city, or where?
No, I've moved out of the city. I actually moved back to Houston, Texas, where I have a house.
And but do you miss the city at all?
No. Well, you know what? It's funny. I commuted for 8 years back and forth between Houston and New York. I just couldn't commit to buying something up there, even though I got to tell you, I was born there. It's just too tough.
Where? In the city itself you were born?
Yeah, Manhattan's unaffordable.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, but so I, you know, my wife stayed in Houston, and I commuted back and forth for 8 years to New York.
How did you do that? Once a week or what?
No, not once a week, but, you know, every other week, every third week.
And what are you doing now in Houston?
You know, I do some consulting work, and I have people call me to actually go into some markets and do some fill-ins. Last month, I went up to Chicago and did some work at WLS-FM.
I've often thought that if I were ever to do the fill-in work, that I would change my name to Phil Inman.
Phil Inman, yeah. No, I'm just Ron Parker, and, you know, just, hey, it's Ron Parker, and I'm here, and I'll be working here for a few days, you know. And that's fine, you know. I mean, I've been doing this. I started when I was 16 years old in Atlanta, 1968. First record I ever played was Midnight Confessions, The Grassroots, as a current.
Wow.
So, you know, it's a lot of time. And worked here in Tampa Bay, 75 through 81.
Very good. I asked him the question, what do you see for the future of this business? Where is it going?
You know, somebody's got to put the brakes on and keep it localized. Too many companies are using brought-in satellite voice tracking. It's just not the same. I'm sad. It's sad to see. I understand it's economics, and Wall Street has killed radio.
That is true. They killed it in that time. And when it was happening, I knew that this day was going to come. They just bid those prices just so astronomically high that balloon had to bust sooner or later.
I've never thought it would come to this. You know, radio has been very cyclical. You know, we've been through. But, you know, when you see a major company like Cumulus that owns 90 radio stations and their stock yesterday drops to 29 cents, that's ridiculous.
Well, one of these days we're going to hear that someone's going to have to do a fire sale and it'll probably end up going back to local radio again and for pennies on the dollar as these stations get sold off.
I think that radio was meant for mom and pop. I really do.
And local radio. And I have this idea that people probably think I'm crazy about right now, but I myself at this point in my career would love to do local radio nationwide, going town to town.
And I agree with you. And, that's kind of what I do with fill-in, you know. But, yeah, I agree with you, and it's really got to be local, and it's just sad what's happening.
You are one more time.
I'm sorry?
One more time, you are?
Ron Parker, and I worked here in Tampa Bay on WLCY AM and FM, some work at Q105. I even did a little work at 98 Rock.
And 96.1.
Oh,
96.1. This is Art Williams, used to work mornings with me at WFSO. For God knows how many years, we go back 46 years, 1970.
Probably the oldest morning team here today.
And you don't look a day over, what was your age then?
My age then was about 22.
And you don't look a day over 97 now.
Oh, that's excellent, yes. Yeah. Well, as long as we can get the walker out of this parking area, we'll be good.
We were young kids working at a rock and roll station at a time when the sexual revolution was just getting off the ground, and we took advantage of it every step of the way, didn't we?
We picked up a gun, we wore the uniform, and we carried the flag.
We did.
And my radio station, I started at the our tower was almost next door to the Vassar College campus.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And I won't go any farther down that road, but you know where I'm. It was an all-woman school at the time.
Uh-oh.
It could have been fun reading the meters for the midnight reading. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me go pull that tower measurement. The lights are burning bright tonight.
That's so. So what are you doing now?
Actually, I'm in the restaurant business. I'm in Tennessee.
Where?
Knoxville.
I love Knoxville.
Knoxville's a wonderful town.
And when I come up there, you're going to have to feed me for free.
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Now, what's the name of the restaurant?
It's Bull Feathers. It's in Knoxville, Tennessee. It's also a karaoke facility, so we have a lot of great singers who show up there, and that's the fun part of the business.
And I have I have no idea who she is. She has a fictitious name online, but I have there's a woman I know up there, and we have our instant chats, and she was in the school system up there for many years. That's all I know. And anyway, she recently lost her husband. And so we've been just exchanging.
Whereabouts in Knoxville, do you know?
North side. That's all I know.
All right.
And I had a zillion 463 years ago, I left my heart in Tennessee. And that's a story for another day.
Yeah, no, Tennessee is a wonderful place. I've been up there 20-some years. It's a great part of the country.
The NBC station there, the affiliate, the TV station, the television station, did you know Hal Wanser?
I did not. I've been out of broadcasting for since 1978, so nothing I did in Tennessee had any relationship to the broadcast world.
Okay, because it was even earlier than that I knew him. When I was working in New York at NBC News in a nominally very unimportant job, But it was a great spot to be because I was able to hang out with the biggest names in the industry at the time.
He's my ride.
Oh, is he leaving?
I think so.
Good. You are again?
Yeah, Art Williams on the air, but thank you.
Deal. Take care.
Good luck with your online radio.
Yeah, I do news for 970 WFLA now.
Okay.
So, hey, to reintroduce, this is Radio St. Pete, and I had to figure out if my food has arrived. And one of these moments, I'm going to have to pass this microphone off to someone else. Bill Burnett over here, he with me 10 years ago today. We started the Tampa Bay Radio Reunion. And as soon as I can get back there with this microphone, hey, and it's Dave Purdy in front of me. Good to see you. I'm going to talk to you in a few seconds, too. I want to give this microphone to someone else to pick up the baton and let them carry the program for a little bit. But I'm going to slip over here. Let me get past you, guys. Let me slide past. Okay. I'm going back to you in a second, Dave. Bill Burnett, how are you?
Hi, John. How are you?
You really do miss the broadcasting business.
Yeah.
The news business.
So, you know, start small, end up in Tampa.
Yes. And little by little, found yourself at one of the best respected radio stations on the face of the American planet.
Well, thank you, sir. I think so, too.
It's true. And a good news department. With that, I'm going to leave you alone. All right, have a good one. Steve Hall. Okay. I'm going to hand this microphone. Oh, my food. Oh. Hey. My name is John Slapis, and this is Radio St. Pete. And my food has arrived, and so I'm going to sit down and I'm going to eat. I have hereby anointed you to take over and wander around with a microphone for a little bit of time, having conversations with people. Dr. Chuck Stevens, are you up to that?
I think I can do that. Thank you very much, John Slapos. Enjoy your turkey.
Turkey? It's fish.
We are Joe's Crab Shack, broadcasting live. Thank you all very much. We got a lot of people here from the radio business, and I tell you, we're going to have a lot more. Let me see. Who can I bother here? I think I can take this guy.
Hey. Yes,
sir.
Tell
me about your radio career.
Well, my radio career started, first of all, I started out as a voice actor when I was 13.
I can gather
Then my
that.
Radio career started out when I was 15 in the Pittsburgh area. So here I am at the Tampa Radio Reunion at the kind invitation of Mr. Ted Webb.
It's huge.
I'll tell you, it really is. But I've had little to do with Tampa Radio. That's the hell of it, with the exception of my 9-to-5 job as the international radio voice of WWE.
There you go.
And, of course, the Cigar Dave Show.
Which is a fantastic show, by the way. You got a good Cohiba on you?
No, I'm out. You have to wait for the general to show up because he's the guy that always carries all the cigars.
That's excellent.
Yeah,
that's excellent.
I'm the poor, just a poor entertainer.
So I understand that you got your start in Pittsburgh.
Actually, yeah. The first radio station I worked for was in a little place called Blairsville, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
And I thought I was going to be an artist. I used to do colored pencil portraits with colored pencil and pastel.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard on a radio station that the actor Jimmy Stewart was coming to town to celebrate his 75th birthday.
Wow.
And I called a radio station that I knew was involved with the putting together of this project. And the girl who answered the phone, she said, "Wait a minute. Didn't you do this commercial and that commercial?" And I said, "Yeah, that was me." And she said, "Well, what radio station are you with?" And I said, "Sweetheart, I'm 15 years old. I'm not with a station." She said, "Well, you are now. You go ahead and do that portrait, and I will see to it that you get to meet the Stewarts." And, in fact, I did. I met them a couple times, and I kept in contact with the Stewarts until Mrs. Stewart passed away. So she always thought it was the coolest thing that her Jimmy got me my first job in radio.
Oh, my goodness.
But
that's awesome.
Yeah.
But you were telling me about Porky Chadwick.
Porky Chadwick. He was my mentor. Known him since I was 12. I called him at the radio station one time and wanted to kind of pick his brain about how to get into the radio business, because doing commercials was okay, but it's a lot cooler whenever you're a teenage kid and you can play the favorite songs of your classmates.
I feel like I'm going back into time. There's a disc jockey here by the name of Howard Hughes for a long time. He's from Pittsburgh also, and he told me about the legend of Porky Chadwick. So this guy got around, apparently.
Well, I'm actually his biographer as well. We actually celebrated Porky's 93rd birthday, his only ever outside of Pittsburgh, and he lived to be 96, and we had that at my home in Venice when he was living here in Florida, but he couldn't take Florida because nobody knew who he was. He had to go home to Pittsburgh.
Sounds like my career. Anyways, I guess it's picture time, but I thank you very, very much, Ed, and I'll tell you, you just never know where this microphone's going to end up next. Thank you very much. I'm heading that way.
All right.
Yes. Hope everything comes out all right. No, wrong truth.
You keep wandering around. I'm still eating.
You're still eating. That's a heck of a piece of turkey you got there.
Yeah, it's fish.
Oh, it's fish.
Mahi-mahi.
You?
Mahi-mahi.
Oh, yours. Got it. And I tell you what, I've got him right here. Rick Crandall, tell me what's going on with you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we got we're putting a new FM on the air in St. Pete, and it's been a major project. It's taken one government agency after another for the last 2 years, but we're just about ready to crank it up. Getting very close.
Excellent. Looking forward to hearing it here soon.
96.7.
I'll remember that because I'll keep having to say it. You're on 96.
Yourself, sir.
I've been really busy, too, but I'm ready to go back on the air, Rick. I'm ready.
I got a slot for you.
Good. We'll do Breakfast with the Beatles one more time, and I'll give you a 60 share.
Well, I hate to tell you this, but no Beatles on...
No. It's actually, you've been working with a friend of mine that I've been working with, Jeff Patola, and the Quarter Mile Rebels.
Yes. Got him on all the time.
Yeah, he's well played in this area, I tell you. But we're going to have you come up and MC the next show that we do in St. Pete.
We'll have to negotiate that.
Yeah. I think it's $1.249 and change.
We'll negotiate.
Good to see you again, Rick. Good to see you. All right. I'm going to hand this over to Roger Shulman, the voice of everything, including everything. Can you hold this for 1 second?
Certainly. I can hold yours. Oh, good God. I don't even know if anyone's listening to this thing. But this is the time when we do our group pictures. You take about 100 people who are not pretty enough to be on television, and we take a picture of them. So, say something intelligent.
Duh.
Very good. That's the most intelligent thing I've had anyone say so far on this. Let's see, who am I talking to? Radio St. Pete, who... I've never listened to, and I hope... Well, I've worked for a lot of stations where I've just sat talking to myself in the control room, and this is nothing new for me. I worked for WAZE when it was owned by Carl Marcosi back in 1972. When he was killed in a car crash, I had a party. He was the worst person I ever worked for. I guess we're doing the class pictures now. It's like herding cats. We all wander over here, and they take pictures. Say something on this radio station.
It's time for pitchers.
Pitchers. That's sort of like a picture, only with a pitch. Mrs. Hall is here. Puts up the... All right. I'm going to take this microphone into the men's room. Oh, wait a minute. The ladies' room would be more exciting, but... It's funny how they hand this thing off to everybody. Blah. All right. Let's put these short people in back. It makes for a better... Short people. Isn't this the stupidest thing? Say a few words to our vast audience of one-half person.
I was just talking to Chuck, so I've already got a couple of words in there, but Raj, it's always nice to see you. The amazing group of radio rebels.
Tom Martin Kovic, I remember when I saw you on, what was that network show they did from our studio years ago?
Many years ago.
State of, what's the crack engineers at I.
Well, thank you. Just very busy. Very busy. And everybody's happy.
And as they take the annual picture for the 10th annual radio reunion, they have gone to the other side of the building. We've temporarily lost our signal, so we'll return to our normal programming for a few minutes to take the annual picture, and then we'll be back live to Roger P. Shulman and our live coverage of the 10th annual Tampa Bay radio reunion.